I'll be right with you. Hey there, hotshot. You up for another? If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were wasted right about now. Holy shit, you totally are. Whoa, you must be a first-class lightweight or something, huh? You're only four beers deep, champ. If by a little tipsy you mean belligerently drunk, then yeah, dude, I think you're a little tipsy. What? Pour you another one? Dude, I doubt you can handle another beer. By my eyes, your body looks like it's about to instantly reject whatever you put in next. All right. Sorry to offend you, Mr. Macho Man. Another cold one coming right up. Don't say I didn't warn you. Here you go. 450. Well, what are you waiting for? Drink up. No, it's great. Come on, you're doing great, sweetheart. Keep going. Okay, you can stop now. Hey, don't force yourself. Hey, calm down. Seriously, dude, stop before you make yourself sick. All right. I'm taking this away before you throw up all over my bar. Nope. You're done for the night. I'm cutting you off. Come on, buddy, that was barely even a sentence. You are in no state to fight me on this. My guy, how about instead of more alcohol, you try talking to someone about it? You're clearly running from something. Why else drink twice your limit in an hour? Unless you like being shit-faced, but you can do that at home. Quite easily, too, for one thing. So tell me, what's up? Don't want to say? You must have really been through it then, huh? Well, if it's comfort you're looking for, there are better ways to get it than drowning your sorrows in draft beer. You got any friends to talk to? Maybe a lady friend? Yeesh, no one, huh? Well, I guess I could stick around and listen. Yeah, dude, totally. Here, let's go somewhere more private so we can have some peace and quiet. Up you go, come on. Yeah, that's right, just hang on to me. I'll get you out of here. Hey, Rhonda! I'm going on break. There's a customer that needs sorting out. Come cover my spot, will ya? You owe me. Yeah, don't worry, I'll go extra easy on them. This is where we stack our empty kegs. It's away from the cameras, and we just changed most of our kegs out, so no one should be back here for the rest of the night. Yeah, dude, it's fine. It's where we take our smoke breaks, so it should also be the perfect place for you to spill yourself to me. So go on. Spill. I'm so sorry for you. Man, that sucks, dude. I can see why you came here tonight. Listen, I've seen a lot of broken people pass through here, and trust me, you're doing yourself no favors by drinking it all away. There are better ways to handle this. Yeah, you've heard it all before, sure. I'm not here to preach to you. I want to help you. You've heard that line too before, I know. But this is different. Could you shut up and just listen to me for a second? I have an idea. Something that'll help take your mind off things. Just humor me a second. If I take one of these pallets off the floor, put it on top of these kegs. Now we have a place to sit. So come on. Hop up. No, not beside me. In my lap. I'm dead serious. Come on, up. Oh, I got you. It's all right. You're all right. You still think you're just a little tipsy? Here, I'll help. And up you go. Oh, you're so light. No wonder you get drunk so easy. You fit so perfectly in my lap, too. Second thoughts. Oh, well, no squirming away now. You're already committed. Just lean back into me and try to relax. There you go. Good boy. Now, I think the only thing you need to make your troubles melt away is some personal attention and positive reinforcement. I'll wrap my arms around you and pull you close. And whisper sweet nothings into your ear. Relax, dude. You'll enjoy this. I promise. Let me tell you how well you're doing. How strong you are. While you feel my hands exploring your body, rubbing your chest and shoulders, brushing up your sides, rubbing your tummy, pulling you even closer to me. Has anybody told you how handsome you are? Just your mom. I didn't take you for a mama's boy. Hey, shh. Calm down. It's okay. I don't mean to get you worked up. You need to hear this next part first. This too shall pass. You know what that means? It means everything will be okay. Nothing lasts forever, even pain. Long as you keep on living, you'll outlast it. You're doing so well, despite all that's happened. You're still going. You're still strong. You'll wake up one day without even remembering this whole thing. Keep your chin up. You're stronger than your problems, sweetheart. Time heals all wounds. Just keep moving forward and you'll see. Just keep looking forward to that day. One foot in front of the other.
And before you know it, you'll be okay. Everything's gonna work out. I promise. Keep pushing on. You can do it. Shush, shush, shush. No talking. I feel you. Just let me take care of you. Why am I doing this? Because I like you, dummy. When I saw you sitting at my bar, I couldn't help but take you all for myself. Yeah, we just met. What, you don't believe in love at first sight? Truth is, you were just too cute to ignore. Must be surprising, huh? I know. Outwardly, I look like a big, tough, mean tomboy. And sure, pink ain't my favorite color. And I prefer lifting weights over calisthenics. But I'm still a girl. I still have a soft spot. Especially for cuties like you. Actually, I have a few soft spots if you know where to look. Two of them are pressing into your back right now, as a matter of fact. Hey, I'm just teasing. Get back here. I really do like you, though. You've got a kind of charm. It's hard to explain. I have an overbearing urge to take care of you. To help you. Plus, it helps that you are certified eye candy. Relax, baby. Just rest in my arms. That's it. You know, depending on what you want, maybe I wasn't just teasing. I could make you feel even better if you like. Well, it's kind of hard to give consent when you're drunk. But you said you ain't seeing anyone, right? So it shouldn't be a problem, then. Besides, you're already hard anyway. I'm sure you'd like someone to take care of it. Why not me? Yeah. I noticed a while ago. Don't worry. I'm flattered, really. Here. Why don't I rub it through your pants some? Yeah, right now. Like I said, no one else will be back here tonight. We got this room to ourselves, don't you worry. Dude, stop! I know you're nervous and drunk, and you can't really make an informed decision at the moment, but trust me, you have nothing to worry about. If you let me do this for you, you'll feel a lot better. Please, I promise you won't regret it. Let me do this for you. Okay? Okay. Just sit back. Let me pull it out for you. If it makes you feel any better, I promise I won't go too far. And you can stop me anytime you want. All right, let's get this guy out. Oh, look. You have a beautiful cock, baby. Yeah, really. It's so hard for me, too. All that from just a little teasing and some personal affection. You really were overdue for some attention. Don't you worry. I'm here to save the day. Oh, just slowly stroke it for now. Like this. Is it good? Are you comfortable? It's really good. I'm glad you think so. Now close your eyes and let yourself feel good for me. Focus on feeling my hand stroke you up and down. That's it, baby. Nice and slow. Up and down. Up and down. Feel every sensation. Feel my fingers gliding from the base of your cock all along your length, brushing past that little spot under your head, finally up to the tip, and back down. I can feel your pulse through your cock, you know? Your heart's beating so fast. Do I make you nervous? It's just the bear. Oh, Good cover story. Hush now. I also want you to feel my body. My warmth seeping into you. Feel my squishy thighs under you. My arm pulling you further into me, further into my boobs. Do you like how soft they are? You can use them as pillows if you like. That's a good boy. You just rest your head on them while I jerk you off. Good boy. You look so cute like this. I wonder if you look even cuter after that. Oh my god, dude. Your face just got so fucking red. That's adorable. Are you always like this, or is that just the beer too? It's okay. You don't gotta answer that. How about a different question? Would you like a little lube? Just nod your head. Good boy. Okay. I'm gonna make your cock nice and slippery. Maybe a little more. Here we go. Now my hand's nice and wet for ya. Now when I rub your cock, my hand should glide much more easily. Oh yeah, that'll do nicely. Okay, I'm gonna speed up now. Let me know if it's too much, alright, soldier? Yeah, just like that, baby. Lean into me, I've got you. What if I twist it a bit too? You like that? Oh, no. Shh. I know it feels good, but try not to moan. Someone could hear us.
Seriously, dude, if someone hears, they're gonna investigate.
I know you're trying, but...
Listen, I'm gonna cover your mouth, okay?
Just with my hand, just like this.
Now you can moan as much as you need to.
Oh, that's it, baby. Let it all out into my hand. You're doing so well for me. You're leaking so much pre-cum, too. Oh, I can't help it. I need to taste. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, you taste real good. Now I want to suck on it.
You wouldn't mind, would you? If I use my mouth.
Thought not. Here, slide off my lap. I'm gonna suck you dry. One more thing before I start. I won't be able to cover your mouth from here, so put both your hands over it and don't fucking take them off, got it? Good boy. Here we go. Fuck, dude, you taste so good. Just keep holding in them moans, baby. I'll work on making you come. Good job, baby. You're doing a great job. Just let that feeling build. The need to come. The urge to shoot your load down my throat. Oh, that's it. Hey, don't fucking touch me. Just because I'm sucking your dick doesn't mean you have the right to get handsy. Who do you think you are?
Oh my god, you look so adorable when you're scared like that. Relax, I'm just joking, dude. I just wanted to see your reaction. Which was priceless, by the way. Told me something interesting also. It told me that it's not just the drinks making you all quiet and shy. You're actually a little savvy. You're sorry. Okay, maybe you're more than a little savvy. God, I like you more and more by the minute. Yeah. It's totally okay, dude. I like my guys submissive. Being in control of shy boys like you makes life worth living. Now, I'm gonna start sucking again. This time, I won't stop for anything until you come in my mouth. Are we clear? Good boy. Now, hands over your mouth. We don't want someone walking in and ruining the fun last minute, do we? God, you look so fucking hot. I'm trying so desperately to stay quiet. Trembling with every wet sack and stroke I give you. I can't get enough of you. Leaking and twitching in my mouth. Sends a jolt through me every time it happens. And the leaking. Fuck, you're leaking so much, pre-cum. Like a fucking waterfall. You better be building up a huge, thick, creamy loaf for me in those balls of yours. I can feel you throbbing. Your cock is desperate to come. Let go whenever you need to. I'll be here ready to catch every last drop in my mouth. You're getting even harder. Is it time? Are you gonna come? Do it. Don't hold back. I can take it. Shoot it all down my throat. I want everything. Every last ounce. Every last drop of pleasure. Give it to me. Come for me. Oh, fuck. I think I got all of it. Look, there's so much. Ta-da. All gone. Dang, your cum tastes good. I need to know your diet. So, you feel better? Dude? Guess you need a moment to process what just happened. Cigarette? You don't smoke. You'll come to a bar and get blackout alone, but you won't smoke a cigarette? Suit yourself. So now that you've had a moment, weren't this much better than getting drunk alone? I bet you don't even remember what made you so upset to begin with. And sure, those problems will still be there when we get back. But they can wait a little longer. Right now, you need some well-deserved rest. Oh, I guess I did say we, huh? Oh, well. I suppose that means you're mine now. Sorry, I don't make the rules, bro.
Let me get you a blanket. You can rest in the staff room.
My shift ends in an hour, so I'll drive you home. Speaking of, I should probably get back.
Rest well, baby.